What, now, what, I ask you, could be better on a Saturday afternoon than coming to listen to Robert Glasscock and me join a group of five other wonderful souls as we tackle their very relevant astrological questions with the best astrology teacher on the planet, and he has been fire. So join us this Saturday. Come to the funastrology.com website for the gallery ticket, and we'll see you there. Hey, it's Monday the 22nd. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. Wow. I'll tell you what, that was a weekend there. Thank you so much to all of you who joined us. The registrations just kept coming and coming for Robert Glasscock's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction webinar that we did on Saturday. Then I did something I would only do on Sunday, and that is got into a car and drove into Los Angeles. So met Michelle Blood in person, and that was wonderful. So I wondered what the Jupiter line, when I moved out to my astrocartography Jupiter line, what that was going to bring. Well, this weekend, if this is reflective, it was great. So thanks again for all of you who participated. We announced on Saturday a special program that we're going to do individual readings for those people who want to know, how does this affect my chart? What about my aspects? What about my Saturn sitting right there at 21 degrees Taurus? So we're going to set that up. All the information on that is at the top of funastrology.com. Now, as far as this week in the sky, you know, when the financial markets move really big like they have here lately downward, then typically after the move is over, there's a period of consolidation. The market just ambles sideways for a while. You know, like the cows, after the farmer throws out the bales of hay, they eat, and then they go digest. Well, I've seen that pattern a lot in the sky, and that's what we have this week. We've had a lot of activity in the sky this month of April. I know a lot of astrologers have said it's probably one of the most intense and busiest time periods that anybody can remember. Well, this week we get to digest a little bit, because it is a slow week. Really, the biggest thing this whole week, all the way to Sunday, is that we have to get to Thursday, because that's when Mercury turns direct. So the trickster is getting more powerful as it slows down between now and Thursday. So watch your technology, watch your communication, watch all those things that we know that Mercury touches and affects, and just realize that sometimes what you think is quote-unquote normal reality may not be so normal under these last few days of Mercury retrograde. So that's Thursday morning, so that's good. So really, 3 days. Get through 3 days, and then we're going to be okay. Now, what about the voids of course this week? Following the moon, well, we have just three. I mean, it is. Everything just slows down this week. Oh, boom, boom, boom. We have one today, and that will be at 7:25 this evening, and that will be the moon opposite Venus. And Venus is now our predominant oracle planet all the way until June 4th. The moon will interrupt it. Maybe a couple of other little things will interrupt it along the way. But basically, we now have Venus. I think we can relax into this. Venus is the planet in the sky last before the sun comes up. I think we're going to feel that. I think we're going to sense that. So be anticipating good Venusian things like love, maybe money, or just harmony and balance. Finding that center and being able to stay in it more than we have been. It is subtle, but it is something I think we can lock on to. The next void, of course, will be Thursday, and that will be Thursday evening at 7:15. The moon will trine Neptune. So there's a good one. So see, I mean, this is what I'm saying is, if we just settle in to think of the cow out in the field. You've seen him, right? Like a big old wad of bubble gum in their mouth. Just settling in. They've had a good feed. Their belly is full. They don't need anything. The weather is good. That's the deal. I'm telling you, just settle down and settle into this energy. We'll get Mercury going forward on Thursday. It'll all be better after that. And then Sunday is the last void, of course, this week. It is a square to Neptune. And that is it. If you have a honeycomb collective, you know that you're looking down through there and you're going, wow, this is a quiet week. It really is. Okay, so we did the Void, of course, today, the one that starts tonight at 7:25. It is a long one. It's 16 hours. So Libra moon today, Scorpio moon tomorrow. Now, the moon enters Scorpio at 11:19 a.m. tomorrow Eastern. The full moon is technically at 7:48 p.m. tomorrow. Scorpio new moon tomorrow night. If you do a ceremony tomorrow night, cue it up. It is going to be big and beautiful in the sky tomorrow. So we'll howl at that sucker tomorrow. And I've got a little surprise up my arm I'm going to try to pull together for the rest of the week. It could be fun. I told you we're going to figure our way through this. But literally, everything is so squeezed tight together. If the elevator door closed right here, not one more person could get on. Have a good one. I love you. Bye-bye.